Welcome to Afternoon Tea.
Hey.
I'm Kaylee Hewitt.
I'm Max Riddell.
And this week is Fashion Week.
I've been waiting so long for this time to have come.
So tomorrow or today, because it's going to come out on the same day.
Well, what's funny is we say this, who's going to listen to this podcast a day of?
You don't know. Well, it could happen.
To the three people who listen to this podcast as soon as it's up, love you.
To the true Afternoon Tea stans.
Wow.
Hey, Juliana.
Could we get a stan account, please? Can someone, like, comment, like the at of the our Twitter stan account, please? on the. Also, I would like to say, I'm just putting this into the universe, I've received one comment on the Voice website on anything I've ever written. I've only ever received one comment. I got it yesterday. It came 3 weeks after I posted my Usher review, and it said, "That's not what the lyrics were. How did you hear that? LOL." This is the only criticism I've ever received via the Voice website on anything I've ever written. And I would like to say to their username was Foxy, or like Foxy2X, fuck you. Never post on the Voice again, and in fact, never read anything I ever write again. Fuck off.
Foxy, please keep going. on that note...
Sorry, I have so much pent-up aggression.
It's been a long week, people. How has your week been, Max?
The fashion issue has taken a lot out of me.
Yeah. But Max is done. We'll get to that later. But Max has another piece that he wrote for the fashion issue, which I haven't read yet because I'm waiting to, like, hold it in my hands when it's in print. But from everyone I've heard who's read it, has said it's very good. So read Max's article, because he's a talented writer, and you should read his stuff. And
thanks,
it's in print.
Sis.
But, yeah, this week has been a lot. We spent a lot of time in La One.
Oh, my
together.
God. La One is a tortured place. It's literally, like, actually the Twilight Zone. Like, I walk down there, and something weird happens every day. Like, it's truly an alternate dimension.
It really is. Like, time of day doesn't
disappear.
Change.
Yeah.
La One.
Like, if you ever want to realize that time is a construct, go to La One. Like,
but yeah, so we spent our entire Friday night there till 3 a.m. when a GUPD officer kicked us out. Rude.
Oh my god. The other thing that La One will make you realize is the difference between grad students and the frog people from Spirited Away is actually nothing. Like, there's no difference. And, like, shout out to grad students. I'm happy you guys are unionized. But also, like, I don't know. There needs to be, like, a code of conduct for, like, just self-care for grad students, because it's disappeared.
So, it's a tough time. It's a tough time for all. But yeah, we wrote a piece for this issue. It's called, affectionately called, the Drarticle.
Dead.
It's about drag, and I think it's quite good. But we spent, like, about maybe 40 hours on this two pages.
Between investigative journalism, between the investigative journalism it took to get this piece, the writing, and the editing, it took, like, 40 hours.
Yeah, and we do this for free.
Yeah.
We should unionize.
I would like to point out, there's a Lost Afternoon Tea episode about basketball where I bemoan the fact that basketball players aren't paid. And here I am doing 40 hours of work in the space of, like, a week and a half. I did not work 40 hours once over the summer in a week.
For a wage.
For money.
But it's a good article, so read it. And also, our buddy Jacob did a beautiful job designing our spread. What a good boy. So, everyone look at it, and just look at the fashion. I'll plug the fashion issue later. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Why not now?
Well, okay, read the fashion issue, but I'm also going to plug it at the end. So, you know, maybe actually parallels.
LOL.
It's beautiful. Emma and Isabel, who are currently working on editing the website to make it all pretty for the fashion issue.
Do you remember when we censored people's names out of this podcast?
Yeah, but, like, they're creating the fashion issue. They did a beautiful job, and they're super cool. So, props to them. honestly, because I couldn't do this. Actually, no, look out for the Max and Kayla fashion issue. Stop. 2019.
If you look, people can come back to this podcast and say you verbally committed to that.
No.
I will drop out of Georgetown if someone tries to make me run a fashion issue.
Wait, you're telling me you wouldn't do the fashion issue if we could just queer eye people? Like, that's the only thing that it does.
If the fashion issue was just taking pictures of nerds from afar and then approaching and be... If it was just that That's So Raven episode where they fix the nerd, then I would be okay with
this
it.
This is what I'm saying. No.
But there would be no other content. That would be it.
Incredible. No, there's a boy in one of my classes who's so sweet and so cute.
Oh, no.
And I just want to queer eye him because, just like a little haircut... Like a nice, well-fitted, like, shirt. Stunning. He already is stunning, and he's beautiful, but I just want to see what he would look like in, like, a...
Not-so-schleppy nice... stuff.
Yeah, you know?
It's crazy, like, how much just a little thing can... Like, I've been parting my hair 1 inch to the right, like, than I normally do. It's changed my whole life. People say hi to me on the street... Like, they move out of the way when I'm walking on it. The women at Einstein's say good morning to me. It's changed my life. I don't even know.
No, that is real. Like, on day, like today, this last 2 weeks.
Kayla's not... looking rough, guys.
I'm wearing a gray shirt, a gray hoodie.
It's a grout fit with jeans, everyone.
And yesterday I wore approximately the same thing. It's been rough. I haven't done laundry in a while. I haven't had time to care about what I look like.
I can't believe you wrote for the fashion issue.
Honestly, neither can I. Wait, let's be real. Of people on The Voice, I'm in the upper ranks of fashion. No, when I'm dressing well.
The thing is, like, that is such a weak, like, pool of applicants.
It's a low bar to jump, but... Anywho, on that note, what Max and I would like to do to kick off this fashion... Well, we already kicked it off, but yeah. To really start talking about fashion is...
roast our peers.
So, wait, who do you want to go first or should I go first?
You go first. I don't know where you thought... Okay.
Okay, well, because I wasn't going to describe what I see as your fashion evolution okay, in the last,
so
like,
we'll,
year.
Okay, so with a roasting, we'll start with each other.
Exactly.
And then... Like a move outward. What do you call it? The
much like our piece.
No, oh gosh, what are those things? The dolls, but then it's like you start with a peanut, and then you got the one. That's
oh,
like,
the Russian nesting dolls.
Yeah, nesting dolls.
That's what this episode is.
It's like it's a nesting doll. It's a oh gosh, what's that Churchill quote? It's like a riddle wrapped within an enigma, wrapped within
that's
a mystery.
That's a Churchill quote?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Because it's about, like, the Middle East or something.
What? No one uses it like that.
No, I know, but it's a good quote, isn't it?
It is. Anyway, so yeah, you can go first. I can go first.
Go first. I want to think.
I'm going to be nice, because I like your style. I wear your clothes.
I know. I'm so fashionable. Unfortunate that this is a podcast. We should have a talk show next semester.
No, like, deadass, I was walking here, and I saw a guy who has, like, I think the same backpack as you, and kind of, like, had a similar build. And I was like, oh, is that Max? And then I looked down and I looked at the shoes he was wearing and I was like, that's not Max. He would never.
Wow.
Okay, so Max, when I first met him, like, your style hasn't changed, like, done a 180 or anything. It's just, like, refined. It's, like, gone in different directions, I think.
Yes, we're learning.
Yeah, so, like, you're a very, like, West Coast boy, like, kind of, like, grungy, baggy kind of things. That was especially last year, but this year, you've kind of, like, moved, you've, like, embraced, like, more, like, femme things in your style, which is super cute. You're parting your hair an inch to a different
direction.
It's
important.
You brought your Jordans to school this year.
Also important.
But you've really, like, this year, like, honed in on, like, the 70s. Kind of vibe. You're starting to grow your hair out a little bit. Mm-hmm. You've got he's
Mom
got
and
this...
Dad, if you're listening, catch me at Christmas.
Looking like a werewolf. he bought this shirt this year, which is I think my favorite Max look. It's the one that, it's like yellow and purple. Mm-hmm. And it's like kinda like cuts close to the body. It's like kinda short-ish kinda and like low cut and then like the sleeves are a little like shorter. They're not like long. And it's, like, a polo, kind of, but, like, more, like, stylized. And you wear, like, that little necklace it's not your necklace, it's Maya's, but it's someone's necklace.
It's someone's. No, it's so cute, actually. Hopefully we edited my name drop out. Good thing we're not keeping track of time. The day I, like, wore that outfit for the first time, I was like, we need something. This needs something. And I, like, knocked on my, like, friend's room. And I was like, do you guys have, like, a necklace I could borrow? And she hands me this, like, tiny, like, gold kind of necklace and, like, puts it on me, like, on the back, like she's my mom or something. And she's like, I wore this to my junior prom and had a terrible time, so enjoy this necklace for the evening. And I was like, oh, thank you so much.
But it's perfect because, like, since it's low cut and it, like drips down into, like, the cut of my the shirt, boobs. And then you've got, like, the tuft of chest hair. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole thing is just, it's perfect. Yeah, you wore it to Rocky Horror, too, right?
Yeah, yeah. With my RBG jacket.
Yeah. Sometimes you'll just, like, flex on people. You had that Western look a couple weeks ago, which I dug.
Wow.
And then the, that little pink sweater you have, like, a hot pink sweater that I feel like the biggest thing that's changed is when you, like, are more, like, not feminine, but, like, embrace femme, like, qualities in your attire.
I, like, know
now.
My body a little bit more.
Yeah. And so, you, like, everything's cut closer.
Yeah.
Which I think works.
Well, yeah, like, if I'm going to be so waif-like, like, might as well do something with it, right? It doesn't really work anymore now that it snows, but when it, I was hidden in September. I was hitting.
Yeah, if you've got it, flaunt it, you know?
No, Kayla is incredible because, like, I didn't know Kayla when she was in middle school, but it's like, if you could imagine, like, an inverted bell curve.
Uh-huh.
Okay, if the bottom of the bell curve was, like, as butch as possible, and the top of the bell curve was, like, Southern Belle, okay? In middle school, we were at the very bottom. We wore, like, Nike socks, gym shorts that went past your knees, and whatever, like, branded cotton t-shirt was in the wardrobe.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we wore. Mm-hmm. Because we were an athlete.
We were an athlete. We were lesbians, didn't know it. It was a lot of things happening at once.
And I imagine somewhere in high school, something mean happened. And we changed a little bit.
Well,
We wanted more out of life. And so we...
Here's what happened.
What happened?
In high school, two things changed. My freshman year of high school, I got, like, the most fit I've ever gotten in my life. And I was like...
And so you didn't fit your clothes no more, or what?
It's not that I didn't fit my clothes anymore. I was like, the people need to know.
Oh, okay.
So all I wore was, like, tank tops,
dead,
shorts.
Dead.
And I was like, look at these arms, though. And also, I had a dress code. And so all I could wear was, like, khakis and button-downs.
That explains a lot, actually.
Except button-downs, we would have reached that anyway, eventually.
Yeah. So here's the... It's like, when I came... when I met Kayla, because that's how you say it, we had already reached the peak of the bell curve, and we're on our way back. Because, like, Kayla's style has not changed drastically, but what it has is, like, refined. Like, she looks like a black female hipster from the early 2010s. Like, it's just the best way to put it. Like, she wears those, like... low-brimmed hats. She's very into hats. She has, what do you call them? Oxfords, like the shoes that they tell you not to wear in Kingsman.
Yes.
She, literally the other week, Kayla, like, disintegrated her heels trying to break in a pair of Docs in the freezing cold, like, for style.
They're so cute. I'm gonna do it. This is how bad they are. I tried to walk to Saxby's. I live in LXR. I tried to walk to Saxby's, got not even halfway there, and was like, we can't do this today.
For those of you who don't go to Georgetown, if you're
Why are you listening?
That is less than half a block. That's less than half a block of walking.
And I was like, I can't do... But they're so cute. Like, when I finally break them in... It's over for you.
It's over for everyone. And that's the thing I admire about you, that I'm sorry, that's not related to what I admire about you, but that you are comfortable, like, dressing how you want, yeah. and, like, how you're comfortable. Like, I'm not, this sounds like a backhanded compliment, but it's not, but, like...
you're comfortable looking really gross sometimes.
No, but it's, like, you won't catch me in sweats, like, ever.
Oh, true.
It's, yeah. like, I wore sweats once, and, she who will not be named saw me... and was like, what are you wearing? And I was like, I don't know what I'm wearing. Maybe I'm going to change. And then I did. But it was like, like, I like kind of struggle with that. It's like I take a while to like get dressed every day. Mm. We're just like, whatever. But it's like you can do the whole like hipster, like wearing leather shoes thing. And then you can also do the grout fits. And they both kind of, you pull them both off.
Well, the key is... a French tuck, you see.
I want to die. I can't believe.
No, that shit is true, though.
This is the fashion issue. We can't be giving people monolithic advice.
It's true. I French tuck a little flannel into my sweatpants, a look, automatically.
You French tuck a t-shirt and roll the sleeves and call that fashion.
It is fashion. That's half my looks. yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate that. No, but just for, like, reference... the other day was Halloween, or the Halloween party, and I didn't change the outfit I was wearing that day and went to the Halloween party as a lumberjack. Nothing changed. Actually, no, I did change it from Converse to boots.
Wow.
That is the whole thing.
I love that. I love that. No, that Halloween party, though. Wow.
What a time. That's a whole different episode.
Yeah, that's a whole... that. I would need to bring in a psychologist to talk about that episode, if we're being real. My, like, Freud professor. Just talk about that one for, like, an hour.
I would love to have him here.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, no, I think... but it's also funny, because, like, I have worn your clothing, and it's... I feel like you could also wear some of my clothing no one would notice.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's... really, but it's interesting because we have
in the picture for this podcast. I think you're wearing.
I am
clothes.
Wearing one of your shirt. Yeah, I'm wearing my jacket and your shirt.
Yeah.
I also think it's interesting that I. Well, actually, this is kind of changing now because you've rubbed off on me. But I think I, when I'm picking an outfit, will sometimes work like head down. Mm-hmm. So I'll start with like a hat and then be like, all right, like what do I want to do with that? But I think you go feet up, so you start with shoes.
Yeah,
is that true?
Yeah, I do. It depends, though, on how much laundry we have to do. Like, these last couple of days, it's been, okay, what pants do I have? And then, like, I decide what I'm allowed to wear from there.
No, that's real. Which I just think is interesting. But now, like, I used to only own, like, two pairs of shoes. And then I became friends with Max, who's like, shoes are cool. And then I was like, wait, shoes are cool.
No, like, knowing a thing or two about shoes will change your life.
Yeah.
And then you'll lose all of your money.
This is true. I need to work on my, like, winter looks right now because I'm struggling. Because everything I have that's, like, I'm happy with right now is, like, for warmer weather. And, like, I own, like, two sweaters. Like, that's got to change.
It's definitely hard. Like, yeah, especially because, like, I, like, what you were saying is true. Like, dressing more femme has been really empowering for me, mm-hmm. and it's hard to do that when it's 30 degrees
out. It gets tough.
Like, I kind of just look like a brick when it's about this cold out, because there are times when functionality is more important for me than serving looks.
You're a skinny boy. There's no fat reserves to keep you warm. I think it's interesting because, like, for me, like, I... technically, I started wearing, like, men's clothing in middle school. I had this one jacket, which is so lesbian and wasn't cute. But, you know, it had to start somewhere. But, like, starting to buy men's clothing and not caring about, like, shopping in the men's section has felt, like, so empowering.
Oh, yeah. I only started buying women's clothes this summer.
Yeah.
And, like, I did it with, like, my best friend at home. Mm-hmm. And she, like, was very supportive. And so that was really amazing. Mm-hmm. And then when my mom came for Parents Weekend, I shopped in the women's section. Like, so right before I came to Georgetown, like, for the summer, or, like, this year, mm-hmm. I, like, was shopping with my mom at the mall and, like, looked through the women's section, but, like, didn't buy anything because I wasn't comfortable. Mm-hmm. And then... I, like, saw my mom over Parents Weekend, and then I actually, like, was like, will you buy me things, like, from the women's section? And she was like, oh, like, sure, da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And, like, I was so close to having her buy me a dress, but then, like, didn't. But, like, it was nice, though. Like, she, like, supported me, and, like, that was powerful.
Yeah. I don't think my mom... actually, no. I rarely go shopping with my mom because she doesn't understand my style, if I'm being honest. She's not listening. It's fine.
It's crazy, though, because you say that, but then, like, doesn't she buy you things that, like, actually do fit your style?
She kind of had to stop because I'd just be like, yeah, and then she realized I just don't wear it. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, I'm just going to just go, she's like, here, take my card, go shopping. And that's the thing, like, I'll, like, bring stuff home. Like, this summer I really spent a lot of time shopping because there are, like, some thrift shops, like, not as, like, vintage shops in Atlanta that I really like. Mm-hmm. And I'd come home and she'd be like, why would you buy that? Like, I would, like, men's shirts. She'd be like, why would you buy it? Da, da, da. And then I'd, like, put it on and, like, style it how, because they're, like, huge, but I, like, tuck them in and, like, roll the sleeves or whatever. And she's like, oh, that's cute. And I was like, oh. So I... Yeah.
And that's the tea.
Just because, like, I don't know. It's, like, weird to have... Like, it's not... Like, it makes perfect sense to, like, have that anxiety. But once you can, like, get rid of that and just be like, what do I want to wear?
Yeah.
And, like, not... But, like, people are telling me, are, like, made for men and made for women. It's 2018. Yeah. Gender is over.
I mean, it's so weird, right? Because it's, like, when you realize that, you also, at the same time, realize that any form of presentation is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, having to feel cool in your clothes is, mm-hmm. like, that's kind of stupid, too. Yeah. But I can't... Like, the most I can do is, like, I'm going to dress how I want within, like, the gaze of others.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't completely subvert it and be like, I'm just going to dress like shit and, like, dress what is literally comfortable, like, on my body. Because, like, I just can't do that yet.
Yeah.
Like, I just still care, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, like, that is, like, still weird to me.
But, yeah, it's an interesting thing because it's, like, on the one hand, I would love to be able to sit here and be like, oh, everything I wear, like, is for me. But that's just not true.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I do notice, like, an actual difference in the way I carry myself when I... like, different things I wear. So it's, like, it is, and, like, partially it's for me, but it's also, like, isn't part of the way I'm carrying myself while wearing certain things, the way that other people are reacting to me in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, it's not necessarily just that, like, I think I look cute. It's that, like, someone might have, like, complimented me.
Yeah. Which is so weird, though. I wish, like, my, like, you know, self-perception wasn't so dependent on others. But it it is, and, like, I can't get around it, so whatever.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. But what do you think of, like, Georgetown people's style?
For those who couldn't, if the mic didn't pick up on that, I grunted quietly. It's very weird, right? Because, like, I mean, we've talked about this, but, like, the people that I hang out with don't really dress like how most people at Georgetown do. And it's also weird because, like, so my roommate thinks that I dress very strange. But, like, that's justified. Like, he is, like, an East Coast boy, like, went to a prep school and, like, does, like, mostly dress preppy, which is fine. Like, you know, like, that's how all his friends at home dress. And, like, also that's how most people here dress. So it's, like, he's, like, totally what... And he, like, honestly, like, shout out to my roommate. He, like, knows how to dress for his body. Like, he's very good at, like, picking out clothes that, like, fit him well. And, like, I think that is a talent that most men do not have. Like, that is something that most men struggle with their entire lives until they die of, like, pancreatic cancer or something. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. But it's funny to me because, to me, I dress like most everyone at home, right? And it's, like I dress, like, a little more, like, with a little more color and spontaneity and stuff, but, like, not that much. But, like, to him, it's, like, super, like, out there. Like, everything that I'm wearing is, like, so weird. And it's, like, funny, right? Because it's, like, all just, like... And, I mean, that's, like, what you're gonna get at, like, a place like Georgetown where, like, you have, like, international students, like, casually, like, carrying their Michael Kors bags to, like, your class. And I'm, like, all right, so I thought JanSport was pushing it, but
or yeah, everyone's wearing their, like, Canada, now that today it snowed, Canada Goose jackets are in full force.
I will tell you, there's a little Uzi song called Canada Goose. I thought, like, I don't know what I thought that was, like, I thought that was, like, vodka when I heard the song for the first time, and when I saw people wearing it last year, I had to Google what Canada Goose was, because these are just things you don't know about.
Yeah, on the West Coast, no, it's a very Northeast thing, very preppy Northeast. It's so crazy. They are a literal grand.
That's just...
For a
that's
coat.
Incredible.
A coat.
And, like, look... I'm one to talk. I do own Jordans, and, like, I buy into the, like, functionally, and like no one needs to own shoes as expensive as Jordans are.
True.
Like, they're stupid, and they don't even look that cool. Like, I'm gonna say it outright, Jordans aren't that cool looking.
How dare you.
They're not well designed. like Tinker Hatfield, designer of like pretty much every Jordan up till the 13s, like amazing designer, mm-hmm. but at the same time, we'll probably admit he has much better shoes. And it's just like, so. But at the same time, I can't drop a grand on any single piece of clothing.
It's just, I forget who said it last year, but someone we were hanging out with last year was like, it was like starting to warm up again, but everyone was like still wearing, or like on the random days where it would just be warm, people still wear their Canada Goose jackets. She was like, don't you love when it's like 60 degrees outside, but people are wearing Canada Goose because you paid too much not to get the wear? I was like, that is so accurate to Georgetown culture.
It's crazy though, because like, you know, kids at Georgetown are pretty loath to admit how wealthy they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's like, whatever. So is everyone.
Yeah,
like, no one wants to, like, be out here saying, like, I have a million fucking dollars. Like, fuck everyone else. Like, no one really does that.
Yeah.
Like, especially not at Georgetown.
Mm-hmm.
But it jumps out, you know. Like, I honestly did not realize how wealthy everyone was until winter. And, like, I thought it was just the international kids wearing, like, off-white, like, mm-hmm. belts and stuff like that. And then it was like, oh, my God. Like, literally everyone on my floor is, like, obscenely wealthy. Like, this is crazy.
My favorite thing is, this is one of my friends from high school who owns a Canada Goose.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried to make the argument with me. She's like, but it's just, like, really warm. And I'm like, you don't think you can find a warm coat that costs less than $1,000? Like, just own it. Like, it's fine. You bought a really freaking expensive coat because you wanted to buy it. That's fine. Don't try and play like it's because it keeps you warmer than any, like, maybe $100 coat would. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Just ride it out.
I mean, it really is crazy, though, because, like, I just, like, to me, like, when I understand these Georgetown students, like, our peers and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I don't think they're doing it for the flex,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, they're just doing it because it's normal, because everyone wears Canada Goose.
But I can't imagine there's anyone who can be like, yeah, $1,000 is fine for a coat, without thinking of, like, a secondary reason.
Like, no, I don't think you're...
Rich?
I do, actually. Oh. I actually do.
That's a coat! You don't think you can buy with $1,000...
Yeah.
You could.
I think they also buy those things too. Like, it's like, look, not to like, me and Kayla are not like super woe is me. Like, we're so full of shit
we're
doing
okay.
this.
Yeah.
Like, but like, I'm just saying, like, I'm honest to God, like, I don't think it's like, oh, like, let me flex on everyone and buy a Canada Goose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's like, I'm just going to buy a Canada Goose because, like, everyone in my family is a Canada Goose. Like,
that's insane to me.
But like really think about it. Like, no one, because if everyone was out here like trying to flex on each other, they would wear better shoes. But they all wear boat shoes. Like, I'm telling you, like, it's not because they are like these fashion icons who are like flexing on each other. It's just what is normal.
That's crazy to me. And it's crazy to me because I went to a small independent school where, like, in Northern Virginia, which is, like, has, like, some of the richest counties, like, in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's still crazy to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know. No, it's honestly so funny. Like, in my high school, oh my God, shout out to this, there's this one girl who I was friends with. She would, I don't know how on earth she got her hands on these things,
mm-hmm.
but, like, you know when, like, women, like, get dresses, leave the tags on, and return them and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. She would do that, but with shoes. But, like, with, like, high-end-ass shoes. Like, she would get Yeezys for 3 days and return them. Or, like, Balenciagas and return them. And that was literally the closest any of us came to seeing designer brands at my high school. And, like, it's kind of funny. But, like, I mean, no, it's funny as fuck. But, like, shout out to that girl. Because, like, that was so baller. Like, I loved that she did that.
I would love to roll up to school in Balenciagas one day, and people are like, oh my God, I love those. And be like, oh, take them in now.
No, like, literally. And, like, shout out to her, though, because she's, like, a small entrepreneur, like, a little entrepreneur folk, and, like, like, actually owns Balenciagas of her own now. So, like, the glow up is real. Come up. But, like, also, like, I will never forget, like, when she walked in with Yeezys and all of us were, like, taking pictures, like, is this real? Is this real? Like, looking at the stitching and stuff. Like, which is, like, so crazy because, like, like, my hometown, like, no one will ever believe, like, anyone's Yeezys are real. Like, everyone is utterly convinced everyone's Yeezys are fake. Like, because everyone's Yeezys are fake. But it's crazy because then it's, like, that is a, like, I've not grown accustomed to the people wearing Canada Goose yet. Mm-hmm. Like, it's still weird for me. Mm-hmm. But, like, all of the kids with Yeezys, it's kind of like, oh, yeah. But it's, like, no, like, this is crazy.
Yeah. It's weird what you get used to going to Georgetown. But it's also interesting about, like I almost did. Like, I would say, like, once or twice every 2 weeks I have a day where I'm like, screw it, I'm wearing sweats and, like, I don't care. This last 2 weeks has just been that every day. But, like, most days, like, I put some effort into my look and I'm like, ooh, I want to look cute. Like, sometimes I'll, like, dress up too much for just class and it's just, like, just to be nice.
No, it feels good.
But, like, if you go to... And I feel like that's not that rare, Georgetown. Like, I feel like most times you go into classes, most kids are wearing, like... Not, like, formal gowns or anything.
But it's not uncommon to see just, like, button-downs.
Yeah, like
button-downs and slacks. Like,
yeah, it's not, like, sweats everywhere. Yeah. But, like, I visited, like, UVA last year. And I kid you not, every single girl, like, baggy t-shirt, Lululemons. Like, every guy, sweatpants, t-shirt. And I was like, is Georgetown weird? Is this what actual colleges are like?
I mean, why are we like that? Like, UW is like that. Like everyone... Yeah. I mean, it's the Pacific Northwest, though, so that's different. But, like, UW is like that. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Why do... Yeah, now I'm thinking about, like, seeing kids at, like, Georgia Tech growing up. Like, that was what they wore. Why do we dress up?
I mean, it's, like, the... What do you call it? Pre-professional stuff. Like, maybe. All the SFS, MSB, NHS kids. Like, sticks up their asses and stuff. I mean, I'm one of them, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's not uncommon to see people in, like, full suits. But they're usually coming from something.
No, it is funny, though, because, like, there was one day, like, maybe 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. where I had, like, these amazing, like, corduroys mm-hmm. that are, like, way too big for me, mm-hmm. but on purpose, and they, like, look like I'm, like, a stockbroker from the 1920s. And so I wore, like, a white button-down and a tie with them. Mm-hmm. And, like, literally, people thought I was on crack. Like, they were like, oh, wow, you look so good. Like, what's the occasion? And I was like, life. Like, I don't know.
Life's an occasion, baby. No, I love doing stuff like that. That's, like, a few weeks ago, I had a presentation for one of my classes. And my professor was like, oh, you guys don't have to dress up or anything. And I was like, I will be dressing.
Bitch the fuck.
Yeah, just because it's, like, fun to, like, feel fancy sometimes. You know?
That was like I can't remember if we've ever talked about this, but like earlier in the school year, like you, me, and two of our friends, this was actually the day we took that picture for this podcast. We like got all dressed up. Like I wore a suit. Yeah. You
or like a blazer. And
yeah, blazer.
And my hat. In the picture.
Our friends wore dresses. Like, we just did up in that and went to Admo and got dinner and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was, like, just nice, like, kind of, like, feeling, like, real human beings. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, it's because I think in high school, like, you have, like, the occasional, like, dance or whatever where you, like, get all dressed up. And, like, here, I guess people go to, like, formals or I don't and like I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't feel that,
but like it's still fun, and it's fun to like see your friends get all like done up too.
Yeah,
because we
you like don't get to very often.
Yeah, it switches things up, and I think it's cool, and I think it's so, and I really like wish I like had gotten to be at this point from a younger age, because like I would say when I was like young I was like I'm a tomboy, girly girls dress up, like fashion is dumb, blah, 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 when that's just like internalized misogyny. And then as I got older it was like kind of a similar thing, and then I was like in my awkward phase, so, like even if I wanted to look cute it wouldn't have worked. And then like it wasn't until like coming into like my sexuality and like just being more confident with like who I am, where I'm like, oh yeah, I can wear whatever I want and like it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to like look nice, and like caring about what you look like isn't shallow, it's just creative and fun.
Yeah.
And I like wish I could have gotten those years back, because I think it would have been interesting to see what I would have been like, or like what I would have worn when I was younger if I'd like cared, because I actively didn't.
Yeah, it's so weird because it's like when I was a kid, I honest to God didn't care what I was really wearing until I was like in 10th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and like in middle school and stuff, like I cared what I was wearing, but only to the extent that I looked like a normal human being. Mm-hmm. Like, not that I was like trying to look cool or anything. I was just like wearing like, you know, hoodies and jeans and stuff and looked normal. But like in like honestly, like from birth until like 5th or 6th grade, you could not be damned to find me in anything more than some Payless sneakers and sweats. Like, that was my life until I was, like, 11. And it wasn't... And, like, maybe I was happier. Because it's, like... It's, like, literally, it didn't even cross my mind. Like, I was just, like, that's what I wore. And I, like, I would wear hockey jerseys sometimes. And to me, that was, like, the height of, like, cool shit. Because it was just, like, that was kind of, like, what it was. Like, my dad, like, just kind of, like, wore whatever he wears, like, shorts in the winter and stuff. He's one of those. love you, Dad.
So, the conclusion is, because we're really coming up on time.
Yeah, you've been talking for a while.
Yeah. The conclusion is, wear what you want to wear. Don't listen to whatever gender that it a clothing a store says it is. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Who cares if the button's on a different side? Just learn how to button the other way. It does take time to learn.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. You're cool and beautiful. Wear what you want to wear. Read the fashion issue.
Good takeaways.
Yeah. I feel like this whole conversation has been, like, kind of also related to, like, the drag article in general.
Yeah. If you can understand that... Anyways, yeah, that, like, fashion is all just about self-presentation and gender is an element of that, then you've gotten everything you should get out of this little... these two parts of dialogue that me and Kayla have engaged in.
Yeah. So, great. Yeah, check out the fashion issue today when it comes out, because it's really, really beautiful, and the pictures are so cool, and Emma and Isabel worked so hard, and they're so cool and kind, and, everyone should pick it up and read it because the people who worked on it worked really hard and they're incredible. Anything else?
Nope.
Alrighty. Well, this has been the Fashion Issue episode of Afternoon Tea. Stay safe out there. Stay warm. It's tough. Happy Thanksgiving, I guess. And alright, bye.
Au revoir.